Welcome to Sister Chats Refined. We've created a space for real conversations and a place where we can all be seen, heard, and most importantly, inspired. I'm Joy.
And I'm Liz. And we're letting you into our everyday conversations so you're going to get some of this sister energy. So whether you need
a big sis
or a little sis,
sis,
we got you.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of Sister Chats Refine podcast with Joy
and Liz,
hopefully becoming your favorite podcast sisters on this platform here. So anyway, let's get into it. So we are talking about how we are getting, Liz, you're about to press that magic beautiful button of the 4-0, right? And
you've already been here for a couple years.
And so we talked about how it's important, first of all, one, how we have allowed society to tell us that 40 is old, first of all.
Right.
Okay, when 40 is not old at all.
No.
And I think that when you think about, I guess, the grand scheme of things, when you look at, like, I guess
the
how long people...
The grand scheme of things? That was old in itself.
Well, the grand scheme. Okay, I'm going to hit that. The grand scheme of
things. That's what 40 do to you in several years. That's what it is. The grand scheme.
When you look at the
things.
Big picture, 40 is not at all old. I remember when my parents turned 40, and I honestly did think, specifically like 45, I was like, oh my gosh, my parents. Like, I was worried for them.
Yes.
I was, like, extremely worried. The closer I get to 45, I'm like, yeah, sis, we good over here.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, 23.
Mama happy, Lord. Mama, 38.
Yeah, mama's 38 when she had Liz.
And I couldn't, listen.
Ooh, girl, what?
Listen, and I'm not saying, I'm talking about, you know, me having several children already.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, at 38, me having a little new baby.
Oh, honey.
For
oh,
me,
honey.
Yes.
I see some of my friends, and I love them, and the babies, and I'm, like, all in love with their babies online, okay? Like, I am auntie online. I am TT, whether they know it or not, online.
TT online, yes.
Especially, like, some of my college friends that just had babies at 40. Your babies are gorgeous. They're beautiful, and I'm loving them.
And again, 40 is not old.
And
so,
40 is not.
Yes,
but
yes.
It is,
more
but because of
you.
How we have deemed it in society and how we're living, really.
Yeah.
It kind of becomes like, oh, I'm cracking.
When is over the hill? When did they say over the hill?
They say over the hill is after 50.
That's not.
Yes, because it's like 50 and then you jump down.
What?
Yeah.
You're 50 and then you jump down? Where do you jump down?
I mean, you know, you jump 51, it's like, whoa.
Ooh.
You know? And
the
slope is just like.
You're descending?
I don't want to call. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm not going to be doing none of that.
None of that. None of that. Okay, so as we add age.
Yeah, as
we
age.
As we add age, we're thinking about what are some of the new things that you want to actually, like, try and do? Because I think sometimes, you know, like you said, society will put a little, you know, cap on, like, oh, you can't do this because you're this old.
Yeah.
Like.
And really just be our kids, because it'd be your own family. It'd be your own kids. Because Avery, you know, she'd be like, Mom, don't know. No, you don't need to do that. I'm like, why can't I dance? No, this is a funny story.
Why can't I dance?
I was dancing in the bathroom the other day. This is kind of put some things in perspective, but this is why you got to keep your body moving.
Yeah.
You got to keep your body moving. I'm just doing a little, you know, just a little something.
What was you doing?
I don't know.
What's that?
I think I was doing
a little
roller-rolling. Yeah, like I was doing a little roller-rolling, but my knees, like, were going, like, I was, like, you know, doing something. She's like, okay, Mom, we're going back and forth. Girl, when I say I got to catch in my knee.
Listen,
it ain't even the
I
same
even
sense.
Think, you know, because you've seen the memes that talk about, like, you know, the people that are, like, kind of in our age group, why our knees and our shoulders hurt, like, from,
why?
Like, Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
Oh.
And then, like, from, like, Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys telling you what to do.
Yes.
Usher, they're saying, you know, this is why from the windows to the walls.
Early, that's why we got early knee.
Y'all, my people, y'all know from the windows to the wall.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, that... I will say, if you stop moving your body is going to be like, why did you move me in that direction?
Girl, I thought about doing a cartwheel the other day, and I was like, I couldn't even, like, put it in my mind, like, how to do it. And when I used to flip, I threw a cartwheel, honey. If
you
I
threw
couldn't
it.
Throw nothing else.
That's
a
not, listen,
I
when
throw
I tell
a cartwheel
you,
and a round off.
Not only society is making you feel like you're getting a little older, but these words that you're using, I threw a cartwheel.
I threw it. Okay, I threw it on back. Well, in my mind, I was trying to throw it.
It don't even go back.
It didn't throw. I did a cartwheel a couple years ago just to see if I could do it.
Okay.
And it seemed like my whole self was like, why would you ever?
Yeah. But that's because, like, when you are like a kid, my kids flip around the house. They do. Like, they flip like I used to flip. And so, like, I know that type of, like, energy.
Yeah.
Liam, like, I asked him the other day to give me a kiss and give me some energy. And he's like, I'll give you a kiss. And he kissed me on my nose. And I was like, I didn't feel that transfer. I did not feel like, that. I don't know what to say. That transfer of energy I did not get. But if you stop moving, you will not be able to move that very thing. So, like, is this something you want to take up? You want to take up some dance?
Oh, my gosh. I think I should have been in dance when I was younger, first of all. Okay. And I didn't do it. You know, this is the worst part about trying this right here. I got tired thinking about going to dance class.
Yeah. Listen, you saw Aunt Viv, what she did.
Aunt Viv put on that leotard and she went ham.
Bop a bop bop a stack. Bang! Take it hot. That little neck thing she did. I don't even know what she did with that neck.
She did that
neck thing after she stopped. She might have stopped after she fell out after.
But she did it.
She did that thing.
She did that.
So you might need to do a Aunt Viv class.
I might need to do a dance class or something. Yeah. You know.
Because really, we both used to teach a little bit of dance.
We did. But that was
at the church house.
Yeah, that was,
at the church house. Everybody know the church school expression.
Yeah.
Did a little dance. Now, I can tell you what to do with your arms. I mean, I can still.
Not with your arms.
You know what I mean.
Anything
cross
else?
Up, down.
What about anything else?
5, 6, 7, and 8. You know, you can do a little something.
Okay.
I'm not taking dance class. Like, I don't feel like,
that's
you know,
fine.
I can get down.
You can get down? What is this? Are you in the fit? Like,
I can still dance.
I can get down.
I can still dance. And
can
so,
you jam
like,
too? Can you jam? Can you jam?
Like the Funky Fresh.
I can get down.
Yes.
I can get down with them.
Anyway.
So dance class.
I mean, I don't know if I can do a, you know, well, I can do a 5, 6, 7, 8. I might change the choreography because I might not feel like it's the best. But,
okay.
But yeah, okay. I don't know. I don't think it's for me, the dance.
Okay. I always thought about it. Gosh, I can't. That too. Can I get my words together? Can I get my words together?
Yeah.
So because I am an actor, okay, so actor, singer, I always wanted that third element, which I kind of slide in there. Like, yeah, that triple threat. I try to slide that in there, but like the roles that I've been able to take, if I'm a lead, I take that lead. I take a little bit of... I just take a little bit of...
What you do?
I cheat a little bit. I do my own thing, you know?
Okay. So they give me some choreography.
I learn around about it. But yeah. That's it. But I always thought that I should have taken dance. So dance would be really fun to take. Avery has tried to get me to take gymnastics. I said, girl, get out of here. I couldn't jump back when I wanted to jump back. To do my back handspring, that kept me out of high school cheer. Because I couldn't jump back. Didn't trust my arms. So, here's that. So, I'm not doing gymnastics. All right. You're next. So, I said dance. What are you going to do?
Okay. Something new that I would do. I don't mean, this isn't anything new with my body. I know this sounds crazy, but I would like to move out of state.
Okay. You're not allowed to. Goodbye. Next.
Limitations that folks would just put on you.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no.
They tell you, well, I wanted to move out of state,
selfish.
But my sister
that's
said,
just selfish.
She
I mean,
said, I can't move out of state.
Because if you move out of state, then I don't want to stay. We're going to the same place. I need to move down the street.
You said so. You have to move out of state if I move out of state.
We're moving down the street.
What I mean, that's something different. I guess if we were talking about, my good girlfriend wants me to start Pilates, but like, and not to say that, you know, Pilates looks a little hard, okay?
It's not easy.
All right, Pilates looks a little hard, and maybe I'm limiting myself.
You can do hard things
by doing. I'm not saying I can't do hard things, but maybe I like to, like, yeah, I like to be on my own schedule. I don't want you telling me to lift my arm up.
No,
I want to lift up when I feel like it.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe there, you know, I could break out. I could do like maybe like a Pilates class or something like that. And I really don't like group settings either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a person of group settings.
You don't want to do the group class. You don't want to do the class.
I don't like groups of people.
Okay. Like, you don't want to be like in a large group of doing the same thing or just in the room with a lot of people? Because I mean, we might have to break out of that and say, hey, we're going to get into some groups.
It honestly depends.
Group activities.
Like concerts. You're not going to see me in that group of concert people. I need to be set aside.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I mean,
I don't want to be.
But maybe that's also the age, too.
Like, no, it's not. It's not. I've never... I've never wanted to be
in large groups.
No, I don't want to be rubbing up against your arm, jumping up and down. I don't.
You don't?
I don't want to not be in control of my environment. And my environment is very peaceful. It's, if I want to stand up, if I want to feel a lyric, if I want to, you know, if I want to get down with the get down, I want to do that. I don't want you to move me.
Ever since you talked about me, you have said
I said it. Phrases. I know. I'm just saying. Yeah, get down with the get down. But I'm saying, like, I don't.
Grandma Bill.
I don't. There's a couple things I don't want to do. I don't want to have to feel forced.
Okay, but we're right. You don't. So we're talking about
if you're in a Pilates class, you're forced.
Yoga.
Everyone's looking around at you.
But you have a very competitive look around. You. The thing is,
everybody's looking.
No. You think that everybody is looking.
Yeah.
You're the same person that competes with people that don't even know that you're
not
competing
anymore.
With.
I'm not in competition mode anymore. But okay, like if I'm in a class like that, it forces you.
Yeah. And when we say competing with people, I'm talking about like, and I think we mentioned this before, but like Liz would go into a grocery store at the same time as somebody else and be like, I can get out of here before them. They have no clue that they're even in a race with her at Giant Eagle. She is. She's
I know
in a
there's
race.
People like that. Like, people are out there like that, like me. You understand it. Those that get it, get it. Those that don't. That's it.
And this is so real.
That's it. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Like, it's just kind of a clock in your own mind. Right.
Okay, so another thing I want to do is, when I think about things new that I want to do, what comes rushing to the mind are things that I don't want to do. And so I'm trying.
Excuse me? I know. Well, maybe those are things you really want to do. Maybe that's your subconscious telling you, like, you really want to do this.
What I did love is I did get to go glamping, and I did like that.
I'm sorry, speak it up.
What does speak it up mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's glamp, like camping, but I know you don't like that.
Never.
But it's a glamorous camping where I love fireside, so I'm a sucker for being outside, like with the fire, like a bonfire. I like that.
Okay.
I don't like bugs. I don't like to rough it.
Okay.
You remember Dad saying stuff like, "Yeah, rough it." Yeah. I don't want to rough it. I don't have rough it spirit in me. But I like the idea of like a cute camper, like with heat and things.
It's not
like
really
cooking.
The experience.
Well, I'm not getting a tent. So,
I mean, okay, I will say, I get that. One of the things I want to do is I want to go search for Bigfoot. And it's always been a thing since I was a child. Like, I do want to do that, but there's stipulations in this search. Like, I get your glamping. Like, I need to be in, like, a full body armor.
Okay.
You when I'm be out in the wild. Yeah. I don't need to touch anything.
You don't need your body to touch anything.
I don't need my body to... I don't need anything to be able to get into my suit. I don't need to...
What does the suit look like?
It's a little bit of a cross between, like, an astronaut and a hazmat.
You have a helmet?
So it's a cross between.
Yeah.
With hopes that I have like a little building around myself as I walk.
So you don't want to be outside. You want to be inside a building.
I loathe.
But you want to look for Bigfoot inside a small building.
I'm not sure.
That you get to walk in.
Woods would be a place where I would hate to go. Hate to go to the woods.
But you can't find Bigfoot outside of the woods.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm a beach person. I do. Put me on a nice, beautiful, the water blue. Just lay me out. Just lay me down.
And you're not going to find Bigfoot
there. In the beach.
There.
Just do that.
But
I won't
also
find him there.
Want to find the Loch Ness Monster.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would like to do that. I don't know how I would actually do that because I don't really want to get on a boat. Okay? The boat is for me. It's just, you know, yacht me. Okay? I'm on a yacht. You know, take me just with my husband. We're on the yacht. We're just having fun.
And then
yacht
you want to find the Loch Ness.
Not on the yacht. No. That's a different bracket.
Right.
You're on the yacht to enjoy sun, smiles, and love.
Yes.
Okay. That's what the yacht
is. And laughter.
You know, if you're going to look for the Loch Ness Monster.
What do you want to do?
I can't go on a submarine because my husband do not like closed spaces. I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be in there.
I would never.
I'm not sure. From where I'm sitting, I need to be like kind of in a skybox with the person who's actually looking and just looking out. I'm just going to be honest.
Okay.
So I don't want to actually really do. These are things I want to see
for
myself.
You want to watch it on TV.
No. I want to be there. I just don't want to be there.
Oh, okay.
And again, if you understand, you understand. If you don't, you don't. It's okay.
These are the nuances of Liz. This is the other side. Okay. I want to, I would like to do like a 5K.
You is a lie. You know, folks just be saying stuff because it sounds good. She don't want to do no 5K.
Can I walk it? This is like a walk it. I don't want to run.
Joy.
What?
I watched you walk in the airport.
Liz.
And when I tell you,
Liz,
5K ain't checking for you.
Liz, first of all.
Girl, it's going to be more like, I can't even say what's going to be. I'm not going to do that to you on here.
Liz, girl. I would walk a 5K. I like to walk.
When?
I like to walk.
When?
I like to walk. You wouldn't know because you don't like it. But me and my friends go walk.
You have one friend that walks? And she runs, okay?
She does. But she runs. But she'll walk with me. We walk around. We'll walk the
track.
So
you want to do a 5K?
I would walk a 5K. I would even probably power walk it.
Listen, I don't want to be one of them friends that'd be like, okay, because, okay, the person, I'm like, if you're not doing well at something, no, I am not the encourager. I'm not going to be like, you got it next time. I'm going to be like, girl, I don't think that's for you. Because at this point, we just have to be realistic.
Okay.
And realistically, I know you're saying this is what you would like to do.
To the person who wants to find Bigfoot without going to the woods.
Listen, I just said I have to have on a suit. I said I'll go.
And a Loch Ness Monster on a yacht.
I just said, I'm not going that far out in the ocean. You know what I believe? I believe that God intended us not to find some things. And I believe that Loch Ness Monster is a bottom feeder. I don't think we're supposed to be down that far.
Well, you're the one that wants to go find them.
I'm just saying, I'd like to see them.
Okay.
Leviathan. Megalodon. Yes. All of that. I like all of that. So, and I've always...
But my 5K is...
I'm not saying her fight. I'm saying
I would enjoy to put a t-shirt on.
The way that you walked in that airport.
Listen.
With just a book bag on, child.
I was walking faster than everybody. She kept telling me to slow down. I'm trying to get to my destination.
No. Her and Avery decided to couple up and walk fast and forget that they have little kids behind them with the little short legs.
Listen, I did underestimate the short legs of little people this weekend. I'm like, dang. Like,
can y'all slow down?
Can you double those up?
I'm like, my son's legs are this big.
And I'm like, come on, little buddy.
You can't even say, come on, little buddy. They're coming on.
They are.
They were doing what they can do.
They were doing the best they could. And so I took a hand to my little Liam for a little while.
Yeah.
And he was fine. But he was like, I'm going to take my time.
Yeah.
Just like I would take my time through that 5K. And they said that you can. It doesn't matter who comes in. I'm not trying to like win the 5K.
Okay. That makes it better.
Yeah. I would like to be
so
in
you
it.
Want to be last.
No. And I'm not going to be last. I'm definitely not going to be last. However, I would be the little t-shirt on with the good cause.
You just want to have
and
a t-shirt?
A water bottle.
I can make you one of those.
And my family of them on the sides. It's just fine.
First of all, your family is not about to watch you.
You have some... Ellis team, come through.
They're not about to watch you. Mike might be out there. He'll be laughing.
Come through. He'll be on his phone. Yeah. He'll be watching a race.
Okay, that's a good
anyway.
One. Okay, let me think. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go for your health journey. Go ahead.
And I want to finish my book, too.
You want to finish what?
A book. My book.
Okay.
Yeah, like I've had this book idea and I've joined many millions of Americans, people who probably have a book idea, but I have all the resources and all the tools and I have time. So that is what, like, I'm going to get that out. I mean, even if it's just for me, most times your book's for you anyway. It's probably just for me. It's fine. But if you guys want to put it on the New York bestsellers, too, I'll be there.
And there's a lot of books on the New York bestsellers. I saw a little meme the other day that said, like, how does everybody become a New York bestseller?
I don't know. But
everybody on that list, that's what they said.
Hey, I'll get on there. I can get on it. I don't care.
I'm going to be on that. I'm going to be on that. I was trying to think of something else new I want to do. That's funny. I've done a lot of things. Even all the jobs that I've ever wanted to work, I've worked them all except for there's one job that I never did. You know what it is?
Bank teller.
A bank teller. I really wanted to be a bank teller for a while. I just like, wanted to, and I got hired. That's the crazy thing. I got hired, and then another job opportunity came that I actually was on my list as well. So I went ahead and took that. But yeah, that was, you know, when I'm not saying that's what I want to do, and not no knocks to bank tellers. I think you guys are really cool. Thank you.
It's a cool job.
It's a really cool job. Mm-hmm. But
one of my good friends was a bank teller. I met a different, she would tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm at a different level. I probably would have loved it. I probably would, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm at a different level of like, you know, what I want to do in my brain right now. So, but I would have loved to be able to, you know, walk about a year and a half there.
Yeah.
You know, year and a half at that job.
Yeah. I want to be ahead of like artists and repertoire. I want to be an A&R person.
Okay.
I love to find talent. Everybody knows this. And
all right.
So that's what I want to do. You know,
you have a good list of things. Mm-hmm. My list is like,
It's good. It's not. You've got some really big things like UFO. Like I was the next thing I was UFO.
Yeah, that's different. That's just stuff you want, like stuff you want to see. I don't know if this. I don't think the things on my list are actual things that people deem reality. Okay, it's more of like fantasy type deal. But for the people that have seen a UFO, get in the comments so I can know. Because you know, I believe.
Yeah,
I'm actually. Yeah,
she wants to see. I don't really have a desire to see that kind of stuff. It's cool. If I saw, it'd be great. Stay away. But I'm like also the same person that was like afraid of like mascots for a long time and like
oh clowns.
Yeah, like I don't need to see nothing like that. I don't need to. You know, I didn't like that. I still don't really like a mascot, and I still don't like things on stilts
to get you like really close. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were you scared of the Transformers at Universal?
I didn't go close. As you can see, I stayed away. I was like, oh, wow. look, there's, what's his name? The yellow one.
Bumblebee.
There's Bumblebee. You know, and he was like, and come here, little kids. Shut up. No, like, stay over there.
First of all, you sounded like.
He did sound like that.
You were a mix between Oscar the Grouch and Kermit the Frog right there.
Tell me they didn't.
And she just
like
said that.
That
she's an actor.
Oh, okay. I wasn't in my acting bag. But tell me that he didn't at least sound a little bit like that. It was like a growl. And then
there was just too many. I was overstimulated by the sounds of the park. So I really didn't hear him talking.
Oh, gosh. I did.
I did not hear him talking.
There I just wanted him to stay behind that chain. That's all I wanted. Don't
you
come
he was
out.
Come to you?
Don't come commune with the people. We didn't need that. People came to him who wanted to see him and wanted to be close. That's fine.
Okay.
I didn't like that. Also, I'm done with roller coasters. I know we talked about new things, but I don't have to get on a live, real roller coaster.
Yeah.
Just went to Universal and discovered the 4Ds.
You like
that? That's all that ever needed to be.
Yeah. You like that?
4D, 7D.
She was screaming like she was on an actual roller coaster.
I said, I'm going to have a good time.
I look back like,
hey, listen,
is there something she's seeing that I'm not?
Avery said, Mom, are you having fun? I said, a blast. Yeah. I was having more fun than more fun than I probably was having, but I was going to live it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all it ever needed to be is a 7D and a 4D roller coaster.
I'm not a roller coaster head
anymore. Sit me in a chair.
Either. Like, we have Cedar Point over here, but after you get your head banged around on the Manis, you're done. Like, there is no more roller coaster to ride after that. Yeah. After that head goes, is it the Manis? I think, y'all go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong, but after...
They have more than that now.
After you hit your head back and forth, it's like a wrap.
One thing this episode has done is confirmed 4-0 for both of us.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things that I just...
Whatever that
my
means.
My boys love roller coasters. They like to get on things.
You
and, you know,
too.
Daddy can do that for him. He can get on with him. I said, I'll get on what I can get on, but Mom and I about to get... Mom and I were about to get dizzy up there.
Listen, we didn't get on the teacups. We got on some kind of thing that went around and around. Lincoln was like, Mom couldn't do this. That's what she was telling me when I was like, Mom wouldn't like this one.
No, I have to close my eyes to just get my bearings back. I was spinning around. This was right when I got pregnant, though. Right after I had McKenna, I realized that
the makeup
that I had before her was no longer there.
No.
I had a new body. I was in my new body.
You got your new body.
I had my new body.
And any mother who knows about it, you know, things change. And that equilibrium is off.
Yeah. So my new body told me, you know what you need to do? Sit down.
Sit down somewhere. But we're going to do more, especially moving your body, doing things that you might not be used to doing. We're going to get into moving and, you know.
That's what you do with your fists. Okay?
And that's what I'm talking about.
No, we work
about.
Out, seriously, but for, seriously, we work out pretty much every day. We try to make that a routine daily.
Yeah.
And make sure we're moving our bodies so that our bodies know that we can still move.
We want it to move.
And we want it to move.
For like, years and years.
We don't want it to lock. We don't want your body to lock up because
you
want to let
pop,
you know.
Lock and drop.
She said on that plane, she said, my back almost locked. Okay.
Listen.
She said that second flight,
my back was trying to clock.
Listen, when you're on that plane ride, you got to keep moving your legs so your circulation keep going up.
I pushed my legs out a couple times, and I turned around about, I had to do the pop.
Yeah,
the pop and the clack. I was looking like, help me, somebody.
Yes.
But.
So listen, in the comments, go ahead and write down some things that we should try, some new things and stuff that you're going to try. And we'll come back at you and we'll let you know, like, you know what? I think I'm going to try that. And maybe we'll take you guys on site to actually trying something like that.
After you write down in the comments.
Whatever. You know what I meant. Go ahead and type down in the comments.
She said write in the comments. Go ahead and write down. Get you a pen and paper and write down in them comments what you might want to see from us.
Listen.
And we will put it on the Facebook.
Y'all, like I said before, those that know, know. And those that don't, don't. So don't do me on this show here. You knew what I was trying to say.
Anyway.
Yes. Again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Again for another Sister Chats podcast refined episode. And we hope that you will tune back in with us and engage. Have a great day.
So until next time, live in truth, love with intention, and lead by example.
Stay connected with us on our social media platform, Sister Chats Pod, for more inspiration and behind the scenes fun.
Remember, you have the power to shape your life and the lives of those around you. This is Joy.
And this is Liz,
signing off.